speedbuilders.com. Mr. Collins, you recall that when you were here last for your deposition, we talked about certain ground rules and admonitions. Do you remember those?
Yes, I do.
And you were placed under oath by the court reporter. And we don't find that necessary to do today because this is just a continuation of your last deposition. But we want you to understand that you are still under oath, and the oath still carries with it the penalty of perjury. So we want to remind you to give your best testimony here today, okay?
All right.
When we last left, we were talking about the period of time where I believe Father Dan had already been removed in the parish, and you had taken Pete down to the police station. Do you recall that?
Yes, I do.
And I believe that you testified that Pete basically didn't have anything to tell the police at that point in time. Was that your testimony?
That was our impression at the time, right.
Did you talk to the police officers about their interview with Pete?
A little.
And what did they tell you about it?
If I remember correctly, they said that Pete had not said anything, or they didn't have enough information or something to that effect, enough to do anything at the present time. But I remember perhaps that if... I think at the time our impression was that he was out of the country, and that the impression we got from the police officer was that if he came back into the country, then possibly they could do something about him.
It was your impression that they weren't going to investigate any further because Pete didn't tell them anything to investigate, or that it was more a matter of Dan being out of the country?
I don't remember, really.
So, was your understanding, when you left the police station then, that for the moment they weren't going to do anything, but in the event Dan ever returned to the country, they may consider some further investigation?
Yes.
To your knowledge, have they ever conducted any further investigation aside from interviewing Pete?
No.
And when I say conducted any further investigation, at this point in time, I am talking about only the activity of Dan with your son.
Right.
To your knowledge, has any police investigation been done regarding any activities or conduct that Brother Joe Maxwell had with your son?
I have no knowledge of that.
So to your knowledge, it hasn't been done?
That's correct.
Did you ever take Pete down to talk to the police about Brother Joe?
No, he did not.
So you never took Pete down to the police station to talk to them about any conduct with Brother Joe, is that right?
That's right.
And to your knowledge, there has never been any police investigation?
That's correct.
I think you testified also that when Dan left the parish, that Pete became somewhat sad or upset. Was it your testimony? The problem I have with this is we have taken your deposition. We have also taken your other son Jack's deposition, and we have taken Brother Joe Maxwell's deposition, so I may be getting your testimony confused.
I will remind you if you do.
If you remember, what was Pete's attitude and demeanor when Dan left the parish in terms of his leaving?
When Father Dan left the parish?
Yes, and that was in November 1985.
Yes.
If you remember.
I think he was upset, if I remember correctly. I think he was... He had told us of his sadness with the situation, and I think he had said something to the effect that when he turned 16 that he was going to quit school and leave the country.
How old was he at the time when Dan left?
Well, less than 16. He must have been 17, actually. So I think what he meant or what he actually said, I was wrong. I think he said 18.
When he was 18, he was going to quit school?
Yeah, I think so.
So, in other words, he was going to complete high school, and then he planned on following Dan?
Yeah, I am not sure exactly of his age when that comment was made.
That was in November of 1985, and it's now February of 1990, so that's roughly 4.5 years ago?
4 years, 3 months.
Thank you.
So, he's going to be 21. That would make him 17. 16 or 17, something like that, yeah.
But, in any event, was it your impression that he was going to finish high school and then go?
It was not my impression that he was going to finish high school. I remember him saying that he was going to quit school as soon as some milestone were to happen. And it was... I don't remember what that was. There was some significant event that was going to happen.
And was that a cause of concern for you?
Yes.
And did you seek any counseling at that time for Pete?
We sought counseling for Pete, I believe, in February of 1986, beginning of 1986.
And why was that?
It was, one reason was in response to Sister Jan Lowe alerting us to the fact that something, either she had knowledge or had been instructed to tell us that something was going on that involved Pete, and that we should report it to the police, and that we should more than likely get counseling for Pete.
When did she first tell you about this? Was it November of 1986 or sometime before Dan had left the parish?
That was probably sometime between the time Dan left the parish and he received counseling.
And did she tell you what was supposed to have been going on?
I think that Pete had been involved sexually molested or something to that effect, and that Dan had been involved with Pete.
So was it about the same time that you went to the police department? That would be in February of 1986?
Right. That report that we had filed or thought we had filed was in response to that conversation that we had with Sister Jan.